There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Jenny hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Just want to do things my own way, you know.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting in beautiful high-definition audio to all four corners of this bluish-green planet that we call our Earth. Sharing with you the news from the front lines where I have been and have always been, and now I'm back with the news. Folks, Phil Pritchett here. How's everybody doing out there? Summer turning into fall. Oh, a briskness in the air. The crunch of leaves beneath our feet. What are you talking about, Phil? We're in Texas, man. It's still 100 degrees. Well, so it is. So it is, but man, I love that little chill in the air when it gets down to like 97 in September. Oh, you can just smell the first norther coming in at some point. Well, I can hope anyway, man. Fall is upon us. College football. The air hopefully begins to crackle and get crisp here very shortly. I need a break in this heat, man. Break in the heat. So that's what we're looking for. Folks, you out there listening to Aw Yeah, the new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band album. It's out there everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, and any other thing you can possibly name that you can stream, download, etc. Thanks for all your great feedback on it. I've gotten a lot of emails, texts, etc. Feedback on the tunes. Thanks to old Shane Hollinger. Yeah, man, he does the cool sideshow show here on the ranch. Downtown Fort Worth on the ranch. Was it 95.9? I went in there and did that show. And I played a few tracks off the new record. I think he played... We did a... we're in a band, and then I played that Joe Jackson song acoustic, and we played Gates of Glory off the record. It was a little horrifying. He's like, "We'll play a few songs off the new album," and I realized with horror, I really don't know the songs that well. Come on, man, I got a lot of tunes. All these other songs I've been playing for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, some of them. So it's these brand new songs. I'm kind of like, "What was the third verse start with?" I kind of have to go back and listen to it a little bit. But I muddled through it, man. I muddled through a fair enough version of, you know, Different for Girls and a couple other things. But go check it out. Ah, yeah, Phil Pritchett and the Full Band. It's out there everywhere. So enjoy that, folks. That's what the late summer and fall have brought us, man. The band playing. Man, many a crazy night at the Mansion Hotel. You know, the old five-star hotel down there on Turtle Creek in Dallas, Texas. Just nuts, man. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen the band in a while, or, you know, I play solo a lot. He's thinking, man, why can't I just go see the full band? Man, make plans to just pay those $20 drinks, valet park your car there at the mansion, and come on into the little bar there where you will find the full band on a small stage in a small environment. It's like going to a full band show in your own living room. And, man, just chaos ensues, man. You heard the story here on this station. On this show, talking about Troy Aikman being in there and Charles Barkley and Huey Lewis and all kinds of just luminaries just flowing through, man. You never know who's going to be in there. Jay-Z and Beyonce were there one night. Just nuts, man. So much fun at the mansion. And, hey, it's free. You just walk in there, order a drink. and sit down and hang out and watch the show. It's a lot of fun. Well, what you been doing, Phil? Well, man, I've been producing a whole lot here lately. It always slows down, it seems, in the summer somewhat. And then it's the fall and the holidays, people kind of pick up and start thinking about recording. Man, did a lot of fun stuff. Our old friends, the Hunt Brothers, Brian Hunt, I did a few songs with them here at my studio in Fort Worth. Over at the Big Room here on Erie Street. What was that? A few years back. And then Brian and his brothers wanted to do a recording this year in Austin at Yellow Dog Studios with my old friend Adam Oder. I always want to make sure people know that. They think, well, I can't make it to Fort Worth from wherever you live, Houston or something. But hey, man, Phil travels. Dude, what do? I drive around everywhere playing shows, and I'll drive anywhere to produce as well. So it was a great opportunity for me to go down to Austin, Texas, and record right there off of Congress at Yellow Dog. My old friend Adam Oder, great bass player and producer. So many Texas music folks have recorded and had him produce and engineer their records. Yellow Dog, man, they got this. It's all analog. You know, it's analog. They record to tape. But it's a system, the clasp system, that you record to tape. So you got this big tape machine running. And then it instantly goes to Pro Tools. Just instant. And, man, it definitely gives it that that sort of undefinable analog thing. A little tape hiss, a little punch, you know. You're cutting a tape, and it goes right to analog. So I've never worked in that, right to Pro Tools. But I'd never worked in that environment before, man, with the tape and stuff like that. And I was a little hesitant at first. I thought it'd be a lot, usually there's a lot of problems with the tape and rewinding and stuff, but you're really just recording and that thing spins. And then you're in the digital realm, so you can jump around and do overdubs and stuff. But as soon as you hit record, you're going to tape, man. Everything goes to tape. So it's very, very cool. Adam and all the guys down there couldn't have been nicer. And the Hunt Brothers came out with a couple cool tunes. Man, they had this big old Hammond C3 organ with a gigantic Leslie speaker. Oh, man, if you don't think Phil, your host, was in there laying down some organ tracks, dude, just blaring. Just, man, spinning that Leslie. Loving it, man. Just freaking loving it. So much fun down there at Yellow Dog. Thank you, Adam and the Hunt Brothers, for having me in. Then a couple weeks later, I get to go back to Austin. I go down to Space, man, the big rehearsal complex there on Manshack Road. Heard about it, never been there. They got a big studio in there and was down there with a Change of Standard, man. My good friends, Darren Norman, Ty Hoffer, Lee Butler. They're like my age, but they were all in a high school band together. So they get together once a year to record songs and write songs and stuff like that. It's great fun. You know, I always tell people that that's kind of the essence of what I do. Of course, I do bands that are, out there in the Texas music environment trying to get on the radio and stuff. But there's, you know, a lot of people go, man, I don't really write. I don't have all my songs finished, or I don't have, I don't do it for a living. It's just kind of a hobby kind of thing. All the more reason to call, man, because we do these kind of weekends up here and other places. Where, it's really more about just kind of getting together with your friends and recording and having a good time, drinking a few beers for the weekend and making some music. So that's what we were doing in Austin at Space. Me and Darren got together ahead of time, came up with some songs, and just had a blast, man. So much fun. Fun to go record in Austin. You know, you got all that great food and sushi and fish tacos, gourmet coffee, what have you. Everywhere, man. It's just, there's no place like Austin. So, just because you live in Austin or you're down there in Corpus or Beaumont, you're thinking, man, I can't get all the way to Fort Worth to record with Phil. Man, just email me, call me. I'll travel and produce and do all your stuff, man, wherever you may be. We travel a lot. Oh, man, one other little piece of studio news. And this isn't even little. This is a big announcement. Are you ready? It's on. Dallas, Texas, y'all. That's right, folks, you heard me. Well, you know, we've been recording over here on Erie Street. Phil over here, Wavelight Studios. Of course, Trinidad World Recording. That's just what I call myself and my recording essence, wherever it may be. Trinidad World Recording, the big room over there on Erie Street. Well, guess what, man? J.W. Marshall and Richard Marshall, bass player and keyboard player, brothers in the full band. You know of whom I speak. They live over there in Dallas, man, in Uptown, man, where all the happening stuff's going on, all the restaurants, bars, coffee, awesome. So J-Dubs had this duplex over there. Well, the guy on the other side of the duplex has moved out. And what happened? Richard, his brother, is now moving into the other duplex. Well, it's a lot bigger. So Richard and JW and I and our drummer Cody Frank, we're kind of going in an experiment here on a recording studio slash bed and breakfast slash lodging right there in the heart of Uptown, dude, in Dallas. So very excited about that, man. So I'm going to have another studio over there, and I'll have more of my own personal gear over there at the Dallas place. Get my little M3 Hammond 1960 Hammond M3 Oregon, and you know, my old Music Man amp, and you know, mics and recording gear and stuff like that. So I've already kind of put the word out just to some guys I know that are maybe looking to record at the end of the year. So mark that down too, man. Not only can you record at the Big Room in Fort Worth, if you're kind of like, hey man, it's just me and my guitar, and but you know, we can do full bands at the Dallas place as well. But it's a little vibier and kind of more, it's a little smaller, and it's closer to just kind of the whole. You know, you walk out your front door, like Jake's Hamburgers is next door, and the Idle Rich Pub and S&D Oyster Bar. It's like walking distance. So it's kind of a different kind of experience. So something that we want to spread throughout all of you, all of Songwriter Texas land, band land. Hey, man, you want to use the Big Room in Fort Worth for tracking your drums and all that? Then maybe do your overdubs and your vocals, mixing keyboards and stuff like that, maybe over at the Dallas place. And, you know, break it up a little bit, have a little different feel for your record, do it in a couple different places. Be a lot of fun. Or if you need to go to Yellow Dog to cut it on analog, we'll do that too. So I'm trying to provide a lot of different options, a lot of little different ways to record, and we're going to update the website online to indicate that all these things are available to you, the fans. Exciting stuff, man. You can't have too many recording studios, man. It's like cheap guitars or amps. You can't have too many. Like, I got too many guitars and amps. You got, man, some other room where you got some gear, you got a deal, or can, you know, go over there and, hey, man, I'm going to go to this studio today, or this studio, you know, sitting there and work with this guy. Really, really fun. Also, our old friend Rich O'Toole, man. You know Rich. He's been out there playing the Texas music scene for many years. He's living out in L.A. now, coming back to Texas, traveling around. Man, he and I did a great track recently that you'll be hearing more about on this show in October. Very excited about this. Rich called me out of the blue a couple months ago. Just said, hey, man, I want to record this song. It was one of my songs, by the way. Which one is it? Oh, you'll just have to wait and see, man. The suspense is killing you. Rich wanted to record one of my songs and have me produce it and play on it, which was a first for me. A couple guys here in town had done that with their own bands and stuff. Oh, man, Kurt South and some guys had recorded some of my songs here a while back. And a couple other people have sent me tracks that you've recorded of my songs. Thank you very much. But this was the first one that I, you know, kind of produced myself in my own studio with the guy recording the song. Is this making any sense? God, I'm getting lost here. So a lot of great studio stuff coming forth, man. And I've had a lot of y'all inquiring about stuff in the fall. But get with me, man. Phil at philpritchett.com, or just call me or text me, 817-733-5256. Say, Phil, looking to record. I want to use the Big Room in Fort Worth, the smaller Uptown space in Dallas. Or, hey, man, let's get down to Adam at Yellow Dog. We'll cut it to analog, man, and eat fish tacos and gourmet coffee. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of ways to do it, and we all love it all. Well, one of the great things about recording in the studio and working with Adam and working with Tim Guerin at this at the Space studio is you go out to lunch with these guys, and everybody's got their own studio stories. So anyway, I was just gonna quickly pass on a couple of highlights that I have added to my knowledge of studio stories. The first came from Yellow Dog, the analog studio in Austin. I'm sitting at this chair there in the comfy control room. Adam's at the board. The Hunt brothers are moving around. And Dave, the owner of the studio, comes in and says, hey, guys, how's it going? And we're like, oh, it's going great. And I said, Dave, what's the craziest thing that ever happened in the studio? They were just telling me how Charlie Sexton had been in there recently. Green Day had been in there recently doing some of their Broadway show kind of stuff. They had pictures of them everywhere. Very cool. So what's the craziest thing that happened in this studio? And Dave goes, I don't know, man. Lots of stuff. He goes, we had a guy die once. I'm just like, what? A chill goes through me. I'm like, what? A guy died right here. He goes, yeah, man. But he came back to life, man. We worked on him. We brought him back. So it's all cool. Everybody's like, what? I go, a guy died. He goes, yeah, man. You probably know Malford Milligan. Of course, who I knew. He's the kind of the albino singer of Storyville back in the day and Stick People. And anyway, a well-known Austin vocalist, a great soul singer, rock and roll singer, a big guy though, man. Golly, he's probably 300 something pounds. I don't know. And Dave said, yeah, man, he and his band were here. And he said, yeah. And Dave goes, I was working at the board. All of a sudden, fried chicken and stuff comes flying past me. And I turn around and yeah, man, Malford's had a heart attack. And then he points at me, Dave, and points at me and goes, in that chair. Dude, I just jump up out of the chair like I'd sat on a tack. Just, oh my God. He had a heart attack sitting in that chair, man. He fell on the floor. Oh man, because I jumped on top of him and shook him awake and pounded on his chest, and he kind of came to. I guess he passed out for a little bit. So very, very scary. But Malford was fine, and came to, and I guess they had an ambulance and everything there. So pretty crazy, man. He just goes, yeah, he had a heart attack in that chair. So that was a recent wild episode at Yellow Dog down there in Austin, Texas. So then a couple weeks later, I'm down recording with Tim Guerin, great engineer at Space Recording Studio with my Fort Worth friends at down there in Austin as well. Tim Guerin had done a lot of work in L.A. What's the big Michael Jackson where they recorded Thriller out there? Is it Westlake? I think it might be Westlake Studios. So it's one of these all, five-star studios in L.A. where they recorded Michael Jackson's Thriller. And I mean, just all these huge, huge, huge albums there. And Tim goes, man, I was one of the staff engineers there. And I had a day off. This was back like 1998, 99. We're having lunch one day, and Tim tells this story. He says, man, this was like 99. And he says, I'm got my day off on Sunday. I'm at home. He goes, I get this call from my boss at the studio and says, hey, man, we need you up there this afternoon. Got a session booked. I knew you would want to do this one. And Tim's like, well, man, it's my day off. He goes, dude, I know you don't want to miss this one. So come on up there. So Tim's like, all right. So Tim goes up there by himself. And I think at the time he said he'd just kind of been an assistant engineer to that point, just kind of a guy helping out. And he goes, but this one, he goes, I was going to be in charge of the whole console. We were in the Michael Jackson room in the big Thriller studio. And I get there, and he comes to realize who's coming in but David Bowie, man. Ding, 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 ding. Ground control to Major Tom. Ding. Bowie, man. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Norman, you old poop. That's sort of David Bowie going into Katharine Hepburn there from On Golden Pond. Anyway. Bowie, dude. David Bowie's coming in. He's in town. It's a Sunday afternoon. He's going to get with some of his buddies and record. So he's calling around trying to get a bass player and stuff. And then they get like Adrian Belew, the great guitar player, is coming in. So Tim, our friend Tim, is there, plugging stuff in and freaking out, And then he looks up at the doorway, dude. The thin white Duke himself stands there. Bowie, dude. Just comes walking in, just going, don't mind me. I'm going to sit right here. So Bowie just kind of sits on the floor in front of the console with some paper and a guitar, and he's kind of working on this song. Tim's like, oh, man, that's cool. You can sit there. No problem. Just plugging some stuff in. So then next thing he looks up, and they're rolling in the drums. The drummer has been booked. And he goes, that drum kit looks familiar. And just Tim in the back of his mind is just hearing, dang, that's right, dude. The Nevermind Dave Grohl Nirvana kit is being assembled in the room right there. And they go, oh, yes, man. The drummer for this session, none other than Dave Grohl. So Tim's just like, holy crap, dude. All right. You know, so we got Bowie in there. Adrian Belew's coming in. He's getting his amps and stuff rolled in. Dave Grohl's gears being set up by the cart guys. And Tim's just going, I guess, man, I'm freaking out. I'm like, whoa, you know, they're trying to do one song for this movie or something. What kind of one-off thing? So anyway, pretty awesome. Bowie, Grohl, all this stuff. Well, finally, Grohl himself walks in. Just going, hey, man, what's up? Or before Grohl shows up, Tim said, I got to go out there and play the Nevermind Grohl Nirvana kit just to get some levels. You can get some mics in there. He goes, I had a guy in there look at some levels. I'm in there, and Tim's a drummer. He goes, I'm just in there. And to make it all the sweeter, Bowie looks in the room and goes, you play a good drum, man. You play a real nice drum. So Tim goes, so that made my life. Bowie liked my drumming. So Tim then runs back into the control room, you know, steps over Bowie trying to write his song. He's plugging crap in everywhere. Looks up, here comes Grohl, man, just drinking a cup of coffee. Just, hey, what's up, man? He kind of shakes hand with David. He's like, cool, man, all right. And then Grohl turns to Tim and goes, hey, man, can I bother you? I got to send this fax out. Where can I do that? Tim's like, oh, just give it to me, man. I can send it. Grohl's like, oh, cool, I'll walk with you. So they walk down the hall to the little office thing in there. Grohl's got some fax he's got to send off. So Tim goes, you know, remember it's 98, 99. We still sent faxes, right? So they're sitting there. They put the fax in the machine. They're waiting for it to – didn't go through the first time. Tim's like, I'm punching all the buttons. It finally starts to go through. And Grohl's sitting there. And he goes, so me and Grohl kind of bond. Grohl just goes, so, dude, man, have you ever worked with Bowie before? Grohl's like, man, I'm freaking out. I've never played with him. I've met him once, but, man, I've never played with him. And so Tim's like, man, yeah, it's just amazing. I can't believe he's in there. It's just amazing. And so then after a little while, waiting for the fax to go through, and Tim feels obligated and very sincere and turns to Dave and goes, well, hey, man, I'm real excited about, you know, working with you too, man. I'm a big fan, you know. And he goes, Grohl just kind of half spits out his coffee and just looks at Tim, puzzled, and goes, me? You've got fucking Bowie in there, man. Come on. Tim goes, Grohl was having none of it. He had freaking Bowie in the next room. He's like, play with me. What are you talking about? So I love that dude of Grohl. Just, me? What? You got Bowie in there, man. Come on. Don't give me this. So Tim just laughed. He goes, man, then they went in there and, you know, tracked a song. And I'm not sure what happened to it, but, these guys all jammed on a few cuts. He goes, man, it was just amazing. I was at the board. But the guys were all real... very, very cool. None of them were demanding or obnoxious or anything. He goes, man, everybody just played. They worked on several different things. And, you know, Tim goes, man, I just sent off the tape with him, and that was it. And, you know, who knows what became of it or where it ended up. So some great studio stories, man. There's a little studio catch-up. Phil recording with the Hunt Brothers, Rich O'Toole, and my old friends Change of Standard, and down there in Austin. And here in Fort Worth, and picking up a few good stories along the way. That's what keeps us all going, man. Well, go download or stream, the new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band record that's out there. We're rocking it, man. Loving it. I've gotten a lot of inquiries on private parties. Keep them coming. Hey, look, man, let me know what you want to do on the damn private parties. Don't say, what does it cost, Phil? Just say, look, Phil, look. Here, we're trying to keep it under this number. What can you do for that? That really helps me a whole lot. Just say, hey, man, here's our budget. Or here, hey, what can you do for, we're trying to keep it under here. And I'll say, man, that's full band. Are you kidding me? Full PA? Or, hey, man, that's me with my guitar sitting on your couch with no PA. There's all kinds of ways to do it. So email me, phil@philpritchard.com. Call or text me, 817-733-5256. Say, Phil, we're having this function. We're having this party. We're doing this thing. Let me know, man. Let me know what I can do. Me and the band, if needed, we'll be there. So, that's all the time we have today, folks, on the P2 Podcast. So good to be back with you again. Rolling a few more podcasts here very, very soon. So, for David Bowie and Dave Grohl, and all the great studios and studio stories of this week, I bid you a fond farewell, and we'll see you next week on the podcast, folks. Much tougher.